Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shatanaga, or however you say their name.
Stream the show live on ESPNLincoln.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back into Greg at the Hook on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. We are now going to play. It's a game we played last week. It's a really fun new game we're doing on the show called Just 10 Seconds. And I'm going to ask you to call the show right now, 402-466-3776. All right? You're going to either get Boo at the Zoo tickets, which is a lot of fun. You get to take the kids. It's a scare. It's a merry, not scary time. It's really fun. You get to go down to the zoo with these tickets for free. The kids dress up, and they're going to go get candy and all sorts of cool stuff. It's really fun. So we got those tickets. Or you can win movie tickets for this weekend down to the Grand Theater. And go check out whatever movie you want to on us at Greg at the Hooks. And what we did, so call him, 402-466-3776. What we did is I asked Bill Hooks a question, and he had 10 seconds to name as many of the things that I asked him, and we recorded it. I'm going to ask you what I asked him, and if you can name more of whatever that is, you will get your choice of movie tickets. Or you can go to Boo's at the Zoo.
Yeah. Boo at the Zoo is, by the way, 4 tickets and 2 treat packs.
Oh, see, there you go. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So you can take some family members, you can go do this thing, and you can get out there. 402-466-3776 is the number to dial. So call in and give it a try. This is a really fun game.
Yeah, there's good chances this week, too, by the way.
Yeah, well, I thought you did pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
I thought you did pretty good.
I'd say I did really good on 2.
Yeah.
One was embarrassing.
Don't be nervous, you guys. It's going to be fun. So we're getting the people are calling in now. You guys can get in 402-466-3776. It's just 10 seconds.
Just 10 seconds
of the game. So here we go. We got who's on the line? Bryce, is that what you said?
Oh, don't give
Let's
Bryce.
Bring on Bryce. Welcome into the show. Bryce, what's up?
How we doing, fellas?
Right, what's up? Good. How are you? Hey. Right now, the Rams are trying to use the magic of your last 3 draft picks with the Jaguars to win a Super Bowl. Are they going to do it?
Dude, it's as long as Bortles comes in, they have a chance, right?
Yeah. I like where your head's at. I like where your head's at on that. All right, Bryce, so super simple game. And I'm going to give you a topic that I asked Bill about.
Yeah.
We'll do you're a sports guy, so I'll ask you this one. The third one is this is the third one. That we did, and let me tell you, it's embarrassing for Bill Hooks.
This is embarrassing.
This is embarrassing.
Completely embarrassing.
You have 10 seconds. Bill's favorite baseball team in the world is the Atlanta Braves. Name current players on the Braves.
Oh, God. Freddie Freeman, Robert Acuna.
You're good.
All
right, let's see.
I should know.
You're
so much
good. You're fine, by
Hold
the way.
Hold on, let's see. Bill's favorite baseball team that he watches on a nightly basis. I asked Bill Hooks, name as many Braves as you can.
Oh, my God, I just drew a blank. Freeman. I did. I drew the blank.
What up?
Oh, my God. Albides. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, blank. I couldn't even get a Coon. I was thinking of the pitcher's name, and I didn't
want to
embarrass
myself. What about Donaldson, you guys?
Huh?
Fulowitz, is that who you're
Donaldson,
thinking?
Yeah, I mean.
Donaldson, yeah, there's so many.
Well, here's the deal. The Braves baseball season ended so abruptly, I just kind of went past and kind of blocked out.
I'm with you.
That is good smack
talk. I'm not in the Nationals or in the frickin' World Series, man. I just baseball is dead to me with how the Huskers ended, how the Braves ended. I just kind of need. I say that, sports. But I'm going to go to the baseball scrimmage on Saturday.
Bryce's sports are dead until next year.
Oh, man. He still golfs, though. He's good. All right, Bryce, you won. Let Willie J what you want to get there, and we'll hook you up. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
Appreciate it. God, see how easy 3. That is? He got three, you got two. That is your favorite baseball team.
I had a chance there when he drew the blank like I did.
Oh, gosh, he panicked a little bit.
I did.
402-466-3776. It's a simple game. It's a lot of fun. It's just 10 seconds, and it's your chance to win either movie tickets or Boo at the Zoo tickets as well. Hey, Hooksy, real quick before we get back into this thing, and you guys can call in 402-466-3776. We were talking with Washington about that trip to Ireland.
Yep.
Good move, bad move. How'd you like the move of Coach Frost refusing to hold the trophy?
I love it. He's like, they asked him to hold the trophy, and he goes, nope, not till we win it. I don't mind it. He had the football. He took the football.
That's funny. Yeah, no, I like that. I like the mentality. He's got it. Now just let's play fast.
It's a cool football, too. Didn't have like a four-leaf clover on it or something? It looked cool.
Yeah. That's a pretty neat trip. I like that idea. It's going to be something fun for the players that are currently, you know, the ones that will be here anyways in a couple seasons, the younger players.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be nice.
Well, and you know, another good point of that is the fact that, like, it's a recruiting tool for sure, mm-hmm. right? Like, when you're out there talking to people, now you got that 2021 trip set up, kids might go, whoa, whoa, whoa. That could be a tipping point. I get to go to Ireland? I get to go out and do some, I'm sure it's going to be like a week-long deal for them. On sightseeing and all that stuff. I mean, it'd be a chance that, you know, like Coach Frost said, a lot of these kids will never get the chance.
Something else we talked about earlier in the show, and we were discussing the, if you guys didn't hear it, breaking news last night, Jalen Ramsey got what he wanted, and so did the Jacksonville Jaguars. Ramsey gets traded to the Rams. Jaguars, in return, get two first-round draft picks, one in the next two drafts, along with a fourth-round draft pick. The only loser in this deal is Ramsey was trying to force his way to states that had no income tax.
Yeah.
And instead he went to California, which has a massive one.
Massive.
Right? So we'll see how that plays out. But it seemingly you assume he was going to end up signing a long-term deal with the Rams. I asked you this question earlier in the show, and I'm going to ask it again. Was this a smart move for the Rams? Now that they've given away these picks, they will go six. Basically, it's the Goff trade. When they traded up for Goff with the Titans, they will now go six consecutive seasons without a first-round draft pick on that team.
Boy, I just don't see it. You know, when you put it that way, I don't see it. Now, where would those picks be at?
Towards the end of the draft. I mean, or the end of first round.
So how many of those, I mean, first round draft picks?
Hey, you can get good quality.
You can get good quality
players at the end of the first round.
Depending on what you need, what you don't need, kind of deal. I don't know. Again, like I said, it's a 50-50 deal to me when it came down to that.
All right. So here's my thought on it. Are the Rams just Ramsey away from winning a Super Bowl? No.
No.
Their offensive line is bad. Defensive line's not playing great. They got positions that they need. They had Peters there, but they shipped him off. They also had another corner who got hurt, who's a really good one, Tlaib. Here's why I think that it should have been a different team. The Rams are coming up to a situation where you got Woods, you got Cooper Kupp, you've got a running back in Gurley, you've got, there's the other receiver. Who's
Cooks.
Cooks, that's on the team. You need these picks because it's cheap labor. They're about to sign probably a $15, $16 million a season contract with Ramsey. I don't like that at all. It's going to be hard to replace those things. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see also that their quarterback needs help around him. New England would have never done this deal because they don't sign guys for that kind of money. But a team that's in a win-now mode like that would have made sense to me. But it's
you're right.
I'm
just looking up the cheap labor that they have currently.
Not much. Not stars-wise.
No. Well, you got Fowler out there still. He's on a kind of a cheaper
deal. It's his last deal. It's his last year on that deal.
You got that one. You got some other guys out there, too. But, yeah, you got Robert Woods. Like, oh, boy, super cheap.
Yeah, and he's going to sign a big contract here. He's got a year left, I think, or two. All right, let's go. We got Kyle. Is that who it is? Kyle, you want to play Just 10 Seconds?
Hey, actually, I was playing 10 Seconds with my wife last night, and unfortunately, for her, I won.
Oh, God. I like it. That's
well, you statement of the day from a married man.
I like that. That's what happens. There he is. Cha-ching. That'll happen sometimes, though, you know, when you get older. Willie J's got
That's
this
what look. She said.
Yeah, so he's got this look on his face. Oh, my God. That was good.
Oh,
Justin's. I hope he won at least Boo at the Zoo tickets while he was doing that. Movie tickets?
I didn't get his last name.
No, I'm saying won that from his wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Something.
Oh. Boo. Zoo. God, that was good.
Boo.
Dang, he hung up too. I was going to let him take a take you on like he did his wife, apparently. That was a good call.
He blew his chance.
That was a good call. Man, that's a good call right there.
Hey, I asked you something earlier. We were talking about quarterbacks, right? Like Marcus Mariota, we talked about there. We talked about Jameis Winston. I asked you the question about Cam Newton. If you're the Panthers right now, are you shopping Cam Newton based on the way Kyle Allen has played?
Yeah, 100%.
Right? Are you, like, you're starting to seek value right now because...
I would call the Chicago Bears, who I think will be desperate to do something. And also, by the way, they can bring in that amount of money because their quarterback doesn't make a lot of money right now. So they could afford to have that. But I would call the Chicago Bears, see what they're doing. Basically, any team that I believe thinks that they're a contender but doesn't quite have that quarterback in place, mm-hmm. that's who I'm going to dial up. And, yeah, I would. It would be the end. Because I think this offseason, as long as Minshew keeps playing – or not Minshew, I'm sorry. Kyle Allen keeps playing. Yeah, I think they end up – they're going to end up moving on from Cam. It'll be – and here's the deal. If I'm a team – I would go to them and say, hey, he's coming off another shoulder injury. I might be able to talk him down in price and get him for fairly cheap. Yeah. I mean, remember, a lot of these quarterbacks are getting traded in the middle of the season for like 2 second-round picks, that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I think that you might be able to call them and say he's got a good like a big contract. We'll give you a second and a fourth-round pick to trade for Cam, and then you bring him in if you're the Bears. He can still sit out a couple weeks. He can get healthier and learn the system, and then we bring him in and help him through.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Panthers are on a bye this week, right? They're not. Mm-hmm. It would be a mistake to bring Cam back after the bye week, right?
I think it would, with how well that quarterback's playing, man. And you got him on the cheap.
And he's jiving, for the next few years. He is jiving right with that offense mm-hmm. right now. And it's just, again, it's something interesting with as much money as Cam's making out there and things like that is what they're thinking. Because they've yet to name the starter after the bye week yet.
I would call it the Tennessee Titans, by the way, mm-hmm. and they would be on my speed dial. And I'd say, what do you guys think about this? Now, problem for the Titans, you know, you've got two quarterbacks on that roster already.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not making a ton of money, though.
Nope.
So you could call in and you could see if you could fit him under the cap. I would both of those two teams are off the top of my head, the two that I would try calling to see what, you know, if you could get something worked out. All right, let's take another break. That was just 10 seconds. A little different than how Kyle played it, but it was a fun game anyways. Hooksy, you were...
Over one. Come on.
Oh, that's all right.
People got to call back in.
That's all right.
I got to get a chance to get a win.
U-Haul.
This isn't good. By the way, breaking news, U-Haul. It is being reported that the Angels have reached terms with Joe Maddon on a 3-year deal worth somewhere between $12 and $15 million.
You called that pretty quick. He would be off the market fast. So, all right, we'll take a break back after this.